In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Hosanna in the highest. This is the King of Israel. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord of hosts. Everyone chanting and singing this day today by this song, which is really we are accepted God, Jesus Christ, as a King in my heart. Yesterday I was very happy. I was really, it was a very joyful day when I saw all the kids and everyone with the people who are following the procession after the donkey. And in my mind, come to my mind at that time, what happened exactly when Jesus Christ, he decided to go to Jerusalem and enter inside Jerusalem, and what happened? Open your imagination and try to think about it. Imagine Jesus Christ, who was on a donkey, who sat on the cherubim and a seraphim. He decided to descend to the earth and to be humble, and he humbled himself and he rode a donkey, and he took a donkey. Very simple. So first of all, Jesus Christ, he taught us how to be humble. I came to everyone. I came only, not only for the kings, for example, the people who had money, or for example, the people who had everything. No. I come to the poor, to everyone. I'm here for you. That's why Jesus Christ decided to take a donkey and he went to Jerusalem. So I was thinking about how, like the donkey, usually the donkey is like a very poor kid animal. And the donkey, suddenly, he found himself, someone he is on him, and there is like hundreds and thousands of people, and they are trying to, and they put all the palms before the donkey and their clothes too. And he was surprised, like, what happened? I'm very famous now. I'm a donkey, I'm very famous. So Jesus Christ is still telling him, Habibi, you are famous because I am here. So the donkey see, like, I think that it's now I'm so proud of myself. No, don't be proud of yourself. You are very famous now because I am here. I'm Christ. And that is a message to everyone. If you have a talent, if you have anything in your life, if for example you are very smart or doing anything, don't be proud of yourself. Say, Jesus Christ came into my heart and dwell inside my heart, and I'm so proud of him, not for myself. Jesus Christ, he took a donkey and went inside Jerusalem. Jerusalem, it's like my heart. It's like exactly my heart. Jerusalem, it's like my heart. When it's something, there is, I need someone to clean the heart. You know what? When you feel bad, or for example, when you feel that there is something, a sin, you can't remove it from your heart, go to Christ and say, Hosanna. What the meaning of Hosanna, do you know? Huh? Save us. Exactly, save us. Hosanna. So I'm asking to Jesus Christ to save me from the sin. So like exactly Jesus Christ, he went in and went inside Jerusalem, and I'm asking God to help me, to save me from my sin too. When we did the procession yesterday and today, I was so happy. I felt that there is, like, you can imagine, for example, like thousands of people follow Christ after his, in the procession, and with the palms and with his, and all the palms, they say Hosanna in the highest. So that's why I think about it. So what we should learn from today? First of all, maybe I'm like a donkey. Like a donkey would, for example, like you feel like I have nothing to do. Or for example, like, oh, I'm very poor. Or no one, or for example, I'm neglected. No one is talking to me. Or for example, I feel lonely. And finally, I found for myself, if Christ come to me, fill everything in my life. Fill inside my heart. I'm so proud of myself. Because God is inside me. If I feel bad, if I feel I have a sin, or I feel poor, or for example, I feel lonely, or I feel rejected, or neglected, or whatever, I am with Christ. I'm His son. I feel like I'm feel satisfied when it's Christ inside my heart. That's why this is principle I have to learn from the donkey. I have to learn from the people, for the kids and everyone, the people who like shouted and say Hosanna in the highest. We have to praise when we feel we want to pray. Praise. That's why the church, amazing, by the way, like the church, the Catholic Church is really, really very rich. Today, it's a ton, it's a bin shanim, or like it's only for this day, for today, the Palm Sunday. And we are using the same ton when we have the cross feast, which is like a joyful tone. So all the liturgy with a joyful tone, and especially some hymns, it's with a Chinese tone. And this one, you feel like, oh, Sana, and it's like something really inspired, like some like an arms, for example, like, and we are chanting all together. So when we praise God, we have to feel it. We have to praise Him because we love Him, because He loves us before. Use that praising to pray. And when we are praying in the liturgy, which for example we have some hymns, it's a little bit long, okay? Try to listen to the music, the tone, okay? And try to read the words. Don't lose your mind because, for example, the hymns of the church is too long. No. The hymns, every single word with a tone has a different meaning. So we have to focus on that. I have to learn from the disciples today. They are very happy because they saw Christ and they are the disciples. They are so happy they saw Christ into Jerusalem as a king, but some of them, they think about the kingdom, earthly kingdom, but he was thinking about the earthly, the heavenly kingdom. You know what? We have to know that we are son of God. We are not belong to the earth. We are belong to Him, to the heaven. So we are not imitating the others. We are not imitating the other people, for example. We are the son of God. That's why I have to be like that. The disciples, they chanting all together, they're very happy. But some of them, they think about, yeah, he's not a king. He's a king not of the earthly kingdom. He's a king of heaven. Heavenly kingdom. So we should learn from everything today in the Palm Sunday. I will read something like a small thing from to explain also something very important. Jesus Christ, after he entered to Jerusalem, he was looking to the people, and all the people are like chanting or shouted all together like Hosanna. But he knows also that all this, those people, they will see after a few days crucify him. That's why he wept. We see in the Gospel, Jesus Christ wept on Jerusalem. Why? Because he loved everyone. When he wept, he knows very well that he needs the salvation of everyone. If any one of you fall in sin, Jesus Christ is weeping. Yes. Can you imagine this? Every time I do something wrong in my life, Jesus Christ is weeping on me and say, why are you doing this? I love you. So I'm coming back to Christ and see, like, what should do? Like I said, Habibi, it's open. The gate of repentance and confession is open. Go. When you go to repent and confess, you are away the tears from my eyes. So again, we have to learn from this day a lot, as I said before. And we pray all together with all the people, with everyone. Again, with everyone, Hosanna in the highest. This is the King of Israel. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord of hosts. Glory be to God forever. Amen. So we opened the lounge upstairs. So the lounge, we have a speaker. So if you see, for example, the kids, for example, they're doing noise, something that you're bother yourself. So you can go upstairs. Okay, and you can see that the prayers from upstairs. There is already windows, and there is speaker, so you can listen to the liturgy too. By the way, we read 4 Gospels today, which is like special today, because as you see, from Matthew, from Mark and Luke, and St. John, because we have to read what the 4 Gospels wrote about the Palm Sunday, or what exactly they wrote about Jesus Christ when he entered to Jerusalem. That's why we read already the 4 Gospels. After we finish now, we're going to start the liturgy, and after we finish the liturgy, we will pray together. After the communion, we will pray the general funeral. The general funeral, to explain to you why we are praying the general funeral. We will see that everyone, for example, for the deacons and myself, we will remove the white garment and we will change to black. Okay. And we are praying the general funeral for everyone, because if anyone, for example, like from the congregation, departed in peace, departed to God, so we are not praying, we're not doing a funeral. We are not praying a funeral at all. That's why after we finish the funeral, I pray the water of everyone. So we are not praying a funeral for anyone departed in peace. Because we are only focused in Pascha, we are focused only on Christ during the Holy Week. This is the rite of our Catholic Church.
Thank you. God the Father, the Pontius Arthur, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, Light of light, the God of true God, begotten, not created, but unto the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us in the Pontius Pilate, suffered and buried on the third day, he rose to the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended from heaven, sits at our hand of the Father, and is coming in his glory, judging the dead, and have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, giver of life, received from the Father, with the Father, the Son, and the Virgin, glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy baptism, Christ, church, we confess our sins.
Is more than a policy.